Hello, you're listed. There we go. I'm back online. It's taken me about an hour and a half to do this. I mean, I've completely forgotten how to podcast. So, it's been a year. Oh, man, it's been a year. You might have noticed that I've changed the actual title of the podcast. I thought, well, why not? Just change it up a little bit. I've not been here for a year. I think the pandemic is over, so here we go. Here's the intro in a minute. Here we go. Welcome to the podcast. I've been away for a year. It's been weird. It's been a weird year. Well, it's been a weird 2 years. We've had a pandemic. I mean, the only reason why I started the podcast was because of the pandemic. All those years. I mean, 2 years. I mean, was it about 2 years ago now when it all kicked off? And previously, 2 years beforehand, I'd done a radio course to try and get into the radio, and then that was 10 years. 10 years before that, I tried to get into radio, and I moved from Newquay down in Cornwall to Manchester. One day, I just rang my brother and said, "Right, I'm coming to Manchester. Get me a flat near the Man City Stadium." And he said, "I'm not doing that." 2 days later, he rang me up. "Right, I've got a flat," and I said, "Right, I'm moving up within about 3 days? Oh, not three weeks." And I left Newquay for a bigger and brighter future. What I thought was going to be maybe in radio. I thought, yes, nice one, getting radio would be dead easy. And it wasn't. And I took a course on it, how to get into radio. It's a great little course. It was in the Northern Quarter with, I think it was Radio Regen. And met loads of nice people. And I got into like audio stuff, audio, how to make a radio program, how to do little jingles and stuff like that. It's about a year course. And in the meantime, I was like doing night chefing in a big fancy hotel. And I was doing that for about a year non-stop. It was about non-stop for about a year doing that, the radio course, and doing night chefing courses. Hoping to get into radio, I was sending my CVs constantly to, I think it was Six Music. I thought, yeah, because like Six Music, some of it's done up here. Well, yeah, a majority of it's done over in Salford, or the other end of Manchester. I'm over in the east section, and the Six Music is in Salford. It's a massive, big complex with different radio stations. I think it's different radio stations and TV shows. I think the Coronation Street is filmed up in Salford as well, just next door to the BBC as well. So I tried to do that for a year, and then got no replies because it's basically you send your CV off and they have you got any experience, and you go no, right. See you later. Goodbye. I tried to get into local radio, a couple of them. And again, have you got any experience? No, not interested. And then I thought, right, okay, I gave up. I gave up for about five years. But then I think like the podcasting thing came up. I thought to myself, you know, I'd really like to do podcasting, but I've no idea how. I don't know how to do it. So I literally got an idiot's guide how to podcast. It's called the Idiot's Guide How to Podcast, and I read it through and through, and I still didn't know how to do it. No one showed me how to do podcasting, how to do it. And I thought, you know, you must need all these specialist equipment, and you know, you need this and that. It's going to cost you a fortune to do it. So then it kind of waned, and then life gets in the way, you know. I got to do a job, you know, I got to pay the bills. So chefing got in the way again. I say I'm a full-time chef, and I did chefing. I had to put the everything onto the back burner. But I still had the passion. I still put setting my CVs around the radios. Still nothing. Local rods, nothing at all. It was literally every turn and everything. It was like nothing. And then you fast forward, I think it was 2020, when the first initial news about the pandemic. I remember being at work, a very busy place, desk down in Manchester, and I noticed reports coming from China about this field hospital that's been built in over just I think 3 days. It'd been built in three, this massive hospital that had been made in about three days. And I looked, I was like, wow, that's really interesting. Something about a flu, and China had to quickly mobilize everybody to do this. I thought, that's really interesting. And then it became more prevalent around kind of globally, slowly crept towards where we live, where I live in Manchester. And it just started off little things like, oh, it's gotten now to Italy. Oh, it's now gotten here. Now it's got to France. And every stage was, and it was shutting down. It was getting closer and closer and closer. And then I think it was a Saturday night when it got to Ireland or something like that. I think Ireland or Scotland. And they were saying they were closing places down. I was going, right, okay, right. I mean, are we going to be open on Sunday? And everybody said, nah, we're always open. Doesn't matter. We're always open. Doesn't matter. I thought, right, okay. But then I think it might have been off on Sunday or Monday. I think back then. My memory's a little bit vague on the thing now. It's been over two, three years. And it shut. It was shut. And I was like, what, really? Then we got called in, and then we was told that was it. Goodbye, yada, yada, yada. So we left. I literally looked like we had to get rid of everything. We got the food to some local charities, and we said our goodbyes, went to the pub, got absolutely hammered. Just looking around everywhere, just think to ourselves, this is the final day. This is it. This is where... because we knew, because my place was shut because of COVID, and then all the pubs were still open, everywhere was still open, everyone was having a good time, and I was just sat there with a crate full of with vegetables, and I think I had a packet of rice, I think, knowing that everything was going to shut. So we had loads of drinks, I'd been like seven, eight, nine pints, knowing what was coming along, and knowing I'd just lost my job. And it was like, it was crazy. To think back then, it was crazy to realise what was about to happen. And then the next day, the government said, right, we're shutting down. Nothing's open. Pubs are shut. Restaurants are shut. The cinema's shut. Football's gone. And it was like, what? And then I just remember just sitting down on my chair in the front living room, thinking to myself, what is going to go on? Why? How am I... and then all of a sudden, I remembered I got a computer. I'd recently just bought a microphone, the one that I'm using now, I think. Oh, no, this is a Rode one. I got this later on. I think the other one is packed up somewhere. Which, while I'll get into that a little bit later on. It's all been packed up. I'm in boxes at the moment, and I thought, I know, I'll do a podcast. So I got up, massive hangover. It took me, I think it took me about 6 hours to do at least about an hour and a half of a podcast. I wrote things down. I had a little script, and then I took some news from my laptop, and I read it out, and I scripted almost all of it. But then I began to realize this is just taking too long. I mean, with a podcast, you need a general script. You need a general script of what's going on. But you need, if it's more than two of you, you do need a bit of a script. You need to know what's going on. I do a podcast with my brother. called the James and Warren Lockdown Movie Talk. We did that. He got into it. We was doing really well. But again, that kind of closed down because, again, life gets in the way. We haven't been really, we've been so busy recently. So we haven't been doing that. That's coming back as well. So we are doing that, the James Warren Lockdown Movie Talk. Don't worry about that. We are doing it. We are going to be doing that. We're looking at name changing that as well. So we're going to do that. We're going to name change that. We're going to do, I don't know what. I've kind of like looked at it, some suggestions in my brain, and then I don't know yet. We're going to have a look at that as well. So that's going to come back. So once a week. I'm going to aim for that one for once a week, and I'm going to try to do this podcast at least once a week. I can't do it 5 days a week, unfortunately, because jobs, my job, and various other bits and bobs. I need a life, But anyway, back to the other story. It took me, I think, about an hour, six hours to just do one podcast. I was like, I can't do that. I need to get out. So then I kind of like went to notes, a little bit notes, not actually writing down scripts and stuff like that. Yeah, so I went down like that. Less newsy, because I was getting sick and tired of like just watching non-stop COVID stories just streaming right in. I used to do, went on the BBC website for news bulletins, and I just read all that out, and I thought, oh God, this is getting awful. So then I decided like to get off that and more talk about myself a little bit, which I like doing, as you know. So I did that, and I did really well. I'll be honest with you, I did really, really well. I'm not going to lie, it was about the first, I think I did about 500 podcasts with the Chef One Chef One Pandemic. I think about 500. I had to take some off because the server where I upload these podcasts didn't have any more. Need more room. So there's about 250 podcasts on there now. What was I saying? This is another thing. I've forgotten that. Yeah. So I did about 250 of them, 450. So I did all of them. And they weren't that, looking back, I've not really heard any of them. But I've just been looking back on the data, and they weren't getting listened to that much. So I'd say the early ones were about maybe 20 downloads. So you look at your downloads around the world, globally, some Australia, America, India. And then it grew a little bit more. My last one, I just logged into this computer. I've not done a podcast on my computer, on my Mac. I always do on GarageBand. That's where I do it. I don't need any fancy, programmings. I just do it on my Mac and on the GarageBand. And I have a Tascam mixer as well. So that was about, back in the day, that was about maybe 60 quid. I did that. And I got my last one was a Christmas one on this particular one. I did like a little jingle, a Christmassy jingle on that. So that must have been going back to about, not last Christmas, maybe 2023. I had a look back on that, and it got downloaded 235 times. Now, that's pretty good. Considering like my earlier ones were all about 19 and 20, it's range. So I get 235 downloads. I know it's not a lot, but at least it's getting out there. So I thought to myself, I was a bit unwell this week. I've been a bit run down, and I had to take a break. I had to stay at home in Manchester. I normally just go back home to the to Tolmerdon, go see my mum, see how she's doing, see how the house is, general job. So I thought, I'm just a bit run down, I'm a bit ill. So I thought I'd just have a break, get off the booze. still got a bit of a cough though, and I don't have my tea, which I do like to slurp. Maybe I should come back, I'll get a cup of tea, and I'll come back. Just give me a sec. And so yeah, now I've got a bit of a beverage now. Yeah, I got a bit hot Vimto. A bit of hot Vimto. Vitamin D's and stuff like that. It's a proper one as well. It's like the darker one. They do like a raspberry one, like a lighter coloured one. But yeah, it's lovely. It's like vitamin D goes well because I say a bit of a sore throat, heavy head cold. I would say I've got a bit of a heavy head cold. I think I don't know. I've just got one of those colds that's been going around. 2 days of nice and relaxations. For the next couple of days, I think. Lay off the booze, I think. That's what I've got to do, anyway. So, yeah. And I forgot what I was talking about now. Hang on a minute, just give me a sec. Yeah, so, yeah, I've got... I had to take another break there, because I completely... You know, I do probably... And I completely forget within seconds of what I've actually said about 2.5 minutes ago. So, yeah, so I was talking about going back home. And then jobs, big news as well, which I'm going to maybe not go into it at the moment. I'm going to say maybe a week. I'm going to do another podcast, maybe, it's either Friday or Saturday, because I have Friday and Saturday off, so... I'm going to upload this, which is Saturday today. I've sort of hinted it already about my other microphone, which isn't here at the moment. I'm just using James's microphone here for the podcast that we always do. And yeah, it's an exciting time for both me and my brother. And for the podcast, I think. I wanted to grow a little bit more than it was. I think 295 was pretty good, or 295 downloads for that one podcast, and I think changing the name as well. It was what was called they just had it in a little jingle, the chef one pandemic. I think it was a little bit too wordy. I thought to myself, nah, it's got to be a little bit shorter. So that's why I just kind of changed it a little bit. One chef, one world. A little bit more catchy. That as well. The James and Warren lockdown move talk, I think, was a bit wordy. So again, I think I'm gonna shorten it down a little. Well, I'm just gonna ask James some suggestions, but I think it's more punchy. A little bit more punchy, a little bit like, all right, okay, there you go. It's the One Chef, One World podcast. I could even put it on little T-shirts and be less money as well, so I don't have to pay as much for the wording as well. I could probably put it on the back of a football shirt, although James would be mortified about that. He would say, you bloody ruined it again. You ruined the football shirt. Oh, talking of football shirts, we had the World Cup, didn't we? The Football World Cup in Qatar, and I'm a massive fan. For some reason, I'm a massive fan of the Jamaicans, and I thought to myself, well, it's about 10 years, I don't know, 10 years, I just picked them out, and I thought to myself, oh, no, I'll get a shirt for the Jamaican. I think it was halfway through the competition, which wasn't the best of things to truly think about. But when you're drunk, I think it's quite a good idea. I know, I'll get there and I'll get a shirt. So I ordered online, and the very next day, I think the Jamaicans were playing Brazil. I think it was Brazil. And I don't know whether the one, I don't know, it was quite a bit of a shock. They might have won. I can't remember that then. I mean, I had literally, I think, for the competition, I had about three wall charts. I had one on the back door. I had one in my laptop, so on my iPad case. And then I had a spare one going somewhere else, just in case I was somewhere that I needed to get the information on somewhere. So I've got stats of all the games somewhere. I even got the I was buying the the Panini World Cup stickers as well. And I nearly finished it, in fact. But then it finished. And it kind of waned a little bit. And then I went on Facebook. It's like a little niche place where you could go, where you could swap online. So I was swapping online with people online, on the Facebook, swapping in and out. Still haven't completed it yet. The charge, about 5 pence now for every one you want. And I've got the Premier one as well, Premier Football one, for the 2023. It's a bright orange as well. I don't know why they chose that colour scheme. It's beyond me. But yeah, I got that as well. But the thing is, it's quite expensive. You buy like a big block of them. Say it's about 100 little of the little packages. And each one contains, I think, about five of the stickers. And it's 75 quid. So it works out, I'm not going to maths, it's about 5p, I'm guessing, for each one. Somebody can comment it on it. I don't know. I'll get some feedback from someone about that. But I do that. It's quite fun. Little activity. It's just harmless fun, you know. And then, so I did that. But the Jamaican shirt came, I think, about 2 weeks ago. Two weeks too soon. So I got that. And then it fit as well, which is all right. But yeah, I think it's about 40 quid. I even got an England shirt as well. Thought they're going to do really, really well on this. But they did pretty well. I did it all right, I guess. Then we've got Euros coming up in a bit as well. I'm coming up to speed now, aren't I, really? But yeah, it's good to be back. It's good to have a kind of a new name, I guess. I will be back over in Todd, I think, on Friday. Friday said this, so I won't be doing on my laptop. I think it's a lot harder on the laptop, I think. I can normally do it on my iPad now. So I've got like a little portable mic that can pop into there, and I can do it anywhere. I think the sound quality's all right, because again, it's a Rode microphone. So quality of sound is pretty good. Otherwise than that, I'm doing pretty well. Yeah, so big things are coming ahead. So the James and Warren Lockdown Move Talk, that's going to be coming back. I was tempted to do another one, What's New Movie Review. I do that as well, but I haven't done it for a while, and it's a free one. I don't actually pay any money for that. I think the servers where I held that one has taken them all down. So there's no current podcast episodes of that one. So I won't mind doing that, because there has been a lot of movies coming out. Even today, I think Disney Plus has got the Fiend, what's it? Wakanda. The Wakanda Forever one as well is now on the Disney Plus one. And there's a lot of TV stuff going on as well. So I might do What's New Movie Review as a movie and TV kind of podcast, I think. But again, it's just the timings and stuff like that. I say I'm pretty busy in my personal life. Many things. So I think after that big event, which will maybe I'll get into a little bit later on in the next Friday podcast, I'll tell you exactly what's going on. And but generally speaking, welcome to the new podcast, the One Chef One Chef. I'm gonna have to get used to this. One Chef One World podcast. One Chef One World podcast is kind of this. Is this a soft reboot? Is this like a I haven't really advertised it. Well, I have a little bit, but is this like a soft reboot? Under how many downloads I'll get? Probably none, zero, probably. Because I've completely forgotten how to had a podcast. I've even forgotten how to actually mix this down into one. I actually, is it MP3 or WAV? I've completely forgotten that. Then I've got to upload it to the server, and I even forgot where that was. It took me an hour to try and find where I actually put up where I actually put it all up to, and then I've got to put it on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and do all that. That takes about 5 minutes, about 10 minutes. Well, it might even take me out, because I've completely forgotten how to do that as well. So that's the situation. I'm going to say, well, welcome back. I'm back, baby. Here I am. If you kind of want to give some money for a cup of tea or a cappuccino, a cappuccino for me, you can give it to tip. I can't remember what it's called now. Is it tip jar? I've got a tip jar one. I can leave that in the podcast description if I can remember how to do that. I'm sure I can do. It is safe. You can donate, I think, from wherever in the world. I think the minimum one is, I think it's about 250 or five. I cannot remember. So if you want to donate, yeah, please do. If you don't, you don't. No odds to me, but it would be nice, so I can continue kind of growing the podcast. Exciting times for this podcast, the James Warren Lockdown Movie Podcast, and the other podcasts, and the general network podcast in general, Mr. Beard MCR Podcast Production Company. Okay, so I've been going off a bit. The cough's coming back as well. You know, when you're, I mean, I've not really talked for a while to anybody at the moment, but, you know, I'm doing this podcast as well. I have to start getting me plenty of honey. Honey and whiskey? Yeah, nice hot toddy, but I say I've got me Vimto at the moment. So, anyway, I'm going to play the outro for the very last time. So, here we go. I've been Warren, and you've been listening to the podcast. Okay, bye now. Bye.
This is the Chef, One Pandemic Podcast with your host, Warren Johnson.